I'm WTOP's Mike Murillo. After the funeral for Freddie Gray, anger turns into unrest. Rocks are thrown, fires are started, and stores are looted. When calm is restored, the focus shifts to rebuilding the city and the many fractured relationships within.
This problem was way before Freddie Gray.
A year later in West Baltimore, Daniel Clarity and Renee Wilson say they've seen efforts by the city and especially the police to connect with residents.
Instead of just being in their cars, they're getting out, walking the beat.
As officer trials continue, Clarity says she doesn't believe there will be a repeat of last year.
They woke up the next morning and realized how stupid they was when they couldn't get up and go to that corner store in the morning.
As violent crimes continue to happen in hard-hit neighborhoods, Clarity believes a better Baltimore will only come if everyone in the community comes together.
Why we all just can't get along. People just want to have problems and beef with people just for no apparent reason at all.
After the riots, many businesses were left badly damaged. One business in particular soon became a symbol of what happened that warm spring night a year ago.
This is a neighborhood business, so now they have nowhere to go.
That was Carol Henry last year, outside what was left of the West Baltimore CVS store she worked at for 16 years. Now, 1 year later.
Yeah, it looks good, don't it?
Yeah. When it happened, I was devastated, but now that we're back open, everything's a joy and a pleasure.
As a nine-month rebuild took place, employees were sent to nearby stores.
Wherever we was working at, we still thought about the community where we came from and the people that we were serving.
Now the doors are open, and people are glad to have their pharmacy back.
Better now, yep.
As for Henry.
Whatever happened last year, happened last year. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward to a better future.
While many businesses reopened their doors and welcomed customers back, there were small and, in many cases, uninsured businesses that were never able to start again.
Despite all the help, we really can't reopen.
Jamard Wiggs in West Baltimore is still shuttered, and the pain of what happened here remains for the family that ran the store.
I can't call them anything but animals. You know, it's one thing to break into the store and take the merchandise, fine, but do you have to destroy the place?
Tay Chung's parents ran this store for 20 years, but it would cost too much to fix all the damage. They've looked into selling the site.
People are expecting us to hand over everything for practically nothing.
He says not much change has come to the neighborhood a year later, and not much help has come from the city.
I haven't seen any footage of the mayor out here on the streets walking around talking to business owners.
Now Chung says the family is just trying to figure out what comes next. In West Baltimore, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.